2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
NBA Daily Dispatch brought to you by DFSArmy.com. Promo code PODCAST gets you 10% off each month of your subscription. With that, you get access to our Domination Station, VIP articles and tools, and of course, Slack chat channel where you can chat with me, Bear, Keith, and the rest of the DFS Army. Once again, DFSArmy.com. Use the promo code PODCAST for 10% off each month of your subscription. I'm your host, Al Walsh. Find me on Twitter at 14a.walsh. Find Mr. Bear here, there, at Mr. Bear here. Boy, that was a screwed up one. But
how you doing
on this Saturday here?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm not bad, not bad. Yeah. Very excited. Little five-game number here today. Too much to worry about. But, of course, this is late March NBA basketball, so we do have things to talk about, at least, anyway. We've got, I guess, the latest news that we got before the pod was that Isaiah Thomas is going to sit not only tonight, but the next game. So that could be beneficial to some of your Lakers over there. Being the resident Lakers advisor here on the DFS Army staff, what do you see coming of all this?
Yeah, that's what I'm told I am. So I don't see it as a huge deal, particularly with Memphis coming in, a team that doesn't want to win versus the Lakers, who don't need to win but don't need to lose because they don't have their own pick. So they're trying to win as much as they can. It means there are some guys from the Lakers you kind of have to play now.
Oh, have to.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at when IT comes in, all he really does is shoot. And he'll make some passes, but he just shoots a lot. So that means there's a lot more shots to go around now for guys like Kuzma and guys like KCP and particularly Kyle Kuzma. I don't see how I don't play him now. Particularly if you consider on FanDuel, he's a power forward, but he's been starting as a small forward. And we all know what Memphis does at small forward.
They suck.
They suck really bad. So we're going to probably get him the ball a ton. We'll have to see who they're starting, who's sitting, who's not for Memphis. But he might match up with, like, Dylan Brooks. Major, major size advantage there. Because again, he's really a power forward, but he's playing the small forward.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. So as far as like who's gonna get some more minutes, you're gonna see one with the second unit instead of IT. You're gonna see one or two guys, probably a little bit more Tyler Ennis, which makes me a little nauseous to say.
I put the vomit emoji already in the NBA channel.
I'll go check that out. And then the other guy that's possible that I don't think anybody's even considering is gonna be Alex Caruso. He's a guy that'll play a little bit more too.
They would have. I was looking at the rosters earlier. I guess he's still in the G League, so I guess they would have to call him up if he is gonna play tonight. Just looking at the minutes, I see like Alonzo. Oh my God, is he Alonzo? And Kuzma slated for 40 with KCP at 42, Barolo there at 32, Randall for 36.
Yeah, nothing. It's easy.
Your boy Tyler Ennis, actually, very nice price on DraftKings at $3,200. He's popping off for 24 minutes, actually looking like the very nice option there for the Lakers tonight. So,
yeah.
Tyler Ennis, the player, makes me vomit, but his situation makes me kind of want to clean it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah, listen, it's makes a lot of sense, man. I mean, you know, if he's going to get well over 20 minutes at minimum price versus a team that, I mean, look, for all you Memphis fans, I apologize in advance, but your team sucks.
Whoa.
And so if a Tyler Ennis can come in and get 20 minutes, he's putting up 20, 25 points, not real points, but fantasy points. I want that.
Hostile words here on a Saturday. Bear never takes a day off from going at Memphis fans. All right, so we've got that there. Other situations that we're going to have to look into include the Rockets today. So Chris Paul is actually listed as questionable, but if you read more into the tea leaves, he ain't playing. He ain't putting a uniform on this evening. So we've already had some talk about James Harden, people saying, oh, you know, he might sit, he might not do blah, 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 blah. I think Mr. Harden's going to be just fine this evening.
Yeah, if Chris Paul is sitting, he's not. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere.
I mean, even but, if he doesn't sit.
Yeah.
And I just also want to say, too, for the Rockets, Luke Mbamute, a.k.a. Mabamute, also not playing tonight for the Rockets.
Yeah, I mean, that opens up a little bit more, too. I think the other side of that matchup with New Orleans, we also have Rondo sitting. So a lot of opportunity is going to open up, which we'll probably dive into positionally. But since you brought up Mabamute, you really got me calling him Maba, dude. That's crazy. But I see... So who's the biggest beneficiary? You're going to see a lot more minutes for a guy like Joe Johnson.
Whoa, I like Joe. ISO Joe, former Knicks.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He really did a lot for you guys. Oh, and so you might see a little bit of Gerald Green, more if the game gets out of hand, but I'm not so sure that it will. I think it gives a little bit of a bump to like a Trevor Ariza. Who's now is going to play 35 minutes instead of 34 and a half.
Right.
I mean, how D'Antoni runs his rotations. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of opportunity, a lot of guys that can come in and fill it up and be beneficiaries at really low prices. And I think we'd like to take advantage of those. And as we get over all the positions, what we'll do is we'll break down, you know, what the minutes look like for folks that are, in those spots.
I dig it. Actually, you mentioned Trevor Ariza. When I'm looking at the lineups and the matchups today, I said it right. Him being out, that forces the Rockets to have to get a little creative here with their lineups today. So I feel like we might see Trevor Ariza playing a lot at the four with his size.
Sure.
Going up against me. Like, I know Mirotić is listed as questionable, but, you know, that's a guy that, you know, if he plays, he could potentially be in. I think Ariza would be used on Anthony Davis today little bit. You got to see what the lineup situations look like. But I think at the start, that's how it could certainly work out, because I know they've been going Diallo at the 5, AD at the 4.
Yeah.
So if that's what's going to happen, I could see Ariza going to the 4, maybe Tucker moving there to the 3. Again, if we're just looking at size, maybe Houston does something we don't even know about. So I'm looking very much forward to this one. I love these mind games because, you know, that's why I like baseball so much. It's a nice one-on-one with the player there. Now, today, you gotta get creative in this situation. So
matchups and yeah. it's a chess game is what it is.
I'm very excited to see what the Rockets do here. All right. I guess the only other – I mentioned Mirotić questionable. Dirk Nowitzki questionable tonight with left knee tendonitis. Me and you were talking pre-record button about the Dallas center situation. I think this might open up a couple minutes for somebody in particular.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. Oh, you didn't want to give the answer? Are we still hiding it? Or?
Well, we'll cover it in the centers.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah.
You mentioned Rondo out, and I believe that covers it for the injuries right now. So –
All right.
Pod is now. All right, going to the point guard position this evening, I think.
Yeah.
Now with IT out, a lot of people are going to be very heavy on Lonzo Ball here.
Yep.
So I had a question when I was looking at the adjusted DVP numbers today. So when I'm looking at Memphis, I see, you know, point guard is the area that they're – quite vulnerable to, and then shooting guards, they've actually been pretty good against that position. So what I wonder here is, are those numbers more according to Tyreke Evans, because he's technically listed as a shooting guard? Now we know that when he's in the lineup, he is the point guard for the Memphis Grizzlies. So do you think the numbers are a little bit misleading there, or what's up there?
Probably. I mean, there's nobody else in that backcourt that can play solid defense outside of Tyreek, because Tyreek is – he's big, dude. He's really big.
Oh, yeah.
And he's fast. So, yeah, probably. I think they'll probably end up putting some Tyreek on Lonzo anyways. I am probably – because IT is going to sit, and because what that did to Lonzo's projections – in all tournament games today, I'm not playing Lonzo.
Interesting.
I'm playing KCP instead.
I like it.
And I'm playing Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah. Now, if I were some sort of Google Sheet wizard, I would have this on the thing. But just want you people to know, because you're going to see Lonzo Ball in bright green, meaning excellent matchup. And then you're going to see Kentavious Caldwell-Pope in bright red, meaning god-awful matchup. So I think the two of those, you know, in that theory that we were kind of playing out could be switched up a little bit. So
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah,
good thinking.
Don't mind it. All right. So with that, with Lonzo Ball, we already talked about Tyler Ennis kind of opening up. On FanDuel, he's dead minimum, right?
Yes, 35.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, basically there in the same position there on DraftKings. While the thought of Tyler Ennis makes me vomit, the situation is a good one at that price. So, you know, I guess I'm a little more open to it than I let on with that vomit emoji. Okay.
Again, it's a good spot, man. It really is. It's a good spot.
All right. We got a pretty good matchup here, point guards, in the final game of the evening, which I like. We're going to be done nice and early with NBA tonight. I got my season long. Now, I don't know who the hell playing. Actually, I do know who the hell playing. I don't know what he was thinking, but I got my season-long fantasy baseball draft at 10 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
On a Sunday morning?
Yeah, yeah. Season-long drafts are not supposed to be at 10 o'clock in the morning.
No, they're supposed to be like late afternoon where you can start drinking beers.
God-awful call. I mean, the guy who's the commish, I actually don't know him, but god-awful call.
We
better not be seeing calls like this all season. All right. With the Charlotte-Dallas game, you got a lot of nice options there. Dennis Smith Jr. is going to be back in the lineup for the Mavericks. Kemba Walker, who we've seen a couple times here recently without Nick Batum, do pretty well. As we know, point guards against Dallas are a fantastic matchup. So are you going to pay up this much for Kemba Walker?
I mean, I think I have to have some exposure to him. Remember the last game where he went nuts, where I think all of us coaches were like, play Kemba, play Kemba, play Kemba. I know I was. That was without Dwight and not Batum. So a lot more onus on him to score.
Sure.
And the game significantly faster without Dwight on the court. Much more of a faster paced game because there's no need for the half court, low post game, which is not a bad thing because, I mean, he's been doing very well. But, Dwight's back today because he wasn't injured. He was out for a suspension for running his mouth and getting his 16th technical.
Yep.
So I'm a little bit hesitant. I'll have to have some exposure because of the matchup. But at 9,100, I really need a massive game from Kemba. And there are some guys here that are way less expensive that I think that if they have a decent game, you'll be in good shape. So I don't mind a little bit of exposure, but I'd rather go for guys like Harden and AD at the higher prices. It might be difficult to get Kemba as well.
Gotcha. Yeah. So Kemba, 27 minutes last game against the Grizzlies, where they were up by 60 at one point. Kemba just absolutely shot lights out in that game. If I'm not mistaken, I think he was like 10 for 13 from 3-point range. Just an unbelievable game from him there. So, I mean, look, he's well rested with his legs, right? Only 27 minutes that last game. I mean, these last three games, he's hit those salary-based expectations. So, again, I have no issue going with Kemba. I know that, Harden, guys like Jrue Holiday are going to command some, thoughts today. So, I don't mind Kemba. I'm probably going to put him on a list of, like if we're talking about Harden and Holiday, probably got to put him third on that list. But don't mistake that for, this is a good matchup. This is a nice spot for Kemba. But, it feels like we have more of a preference to go with those guys from the Rockets-Pelicans game.
Now, having said that, when you're going into large field tournaments, because of those reasons you just mentioned,
right,
he's probably going to have single-digit ownership.
I mean, five-game slate, and it is a fantastic matchup. I mean,
five-game slate.
We've already got people talking bad about Harden. Maybe they go Kemba instead of Harden.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, that's fine. I don't mind it. But again, you've got Lonzo, you've got AD, you've got Drummond, you've got Harden, you've got Blake Griffin, you've got a lot of who are all in really, really good spots. I mean, it's not, you know. And then I think Kemba also has a stigma of every time I play him, he does nothing. You know, one of those kind of guys. But which is not the case for me. But yeah,
I selfishly, because you know, you remember how the Hornets said that they put Kemba Walker out on the trading block, and you know, they would listen to offers for him. I was watching him against the Nets. I was like, you know, he'd make a fantastic Brooklyn Net one day. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Also at the point guard position. Now, I know Chicago played last night, and Cameron Payne did pretty. I know he started out well. I didn't even see what he finished with. Did he hit 5X last night?
Yeah, I think he did.
I got caught up in that Duke game last night. I mean, you know. Yeah, I mean, he had one of his better performances, you know, in a Bulls uniform. So
he did really, really well. But he hurt himself.
He did. He is playing today. I know he came into the game limping, I believe, ankle or wrist, whatever it was. But he is a pretty nice option here tonight. I don't mind him, even on the back end of a back-to-back.
So the fact that they traveled, the fact that they played last night, the fact that he was kind of hobbling around is going to probably put me on another point guard in the same price range.
Let's discuss.
Yeah. So Phoenix gets to play Orlando.
Oh,
more important.
Forget all about this.
More importantly, Orlando gets to play Phoenix. I really like DJ Augustine here for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's going up against Phoenix, right? Number two, the total on that game is astronomical. What is it?
Zofsic.
Yeah, it's like the third highest on the slate. They're projected to score 112 points.
Not bad.
Yeah, I mean, when you consider, you know, the Lakers are at 111, right? So we've got him here at 29 minutes projected to play. It's one of those where, you know, they traded you, Elf, because they had faith in me. I'm going to show you why and blah, blah, blah. So I like that play. And then on the flip side of that matchup, Elfrid Payton. Going back into Orlando after the Magic traded him for, like, some Skittles and an envelope.
Skittles are good. I like my favorite Skittles are the purple bag.
Ooh, those are really good.
The berry mix, those are really
good. I like them a lot, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think they got the berries for Elf. I think they got, like, the plain standard.
Oh, gosh. Where they throw the lemons in there and it just ruins the whole bag.
Straight up. No, they just took out all of the lemons and they gave them a big bag of lemon Skittles for Elfrid Payton.
That's nasty. That'll pucker you up for a couple hours at least.
Disrespectful. So I think Elf is now going back into Orlando saying, I got something for you.
Sure.
Now, the thing is, so first of all, he's only 5,700. But I even think that's too expensive for what he's been doing lately.
Oh, yeah.
He's been horrible. You know, I think some of that has to do with him being like the only guy on the team with TJ Warren out and Devin Booker been out for a handful of games. If we can get at least Booker back, then I like Elf even more because that really opens up the game for him.
So this is interesting. So Elf is only projected for 22 minutes in this game. I find that very hard to believe. But it's hysterical because we were talking about it the other day. Last night we were talking about it. And remember we were saying like, I mean, you know, just thinking about how highly owned Elf is going to be here, but the guy's not doing anything. Like, the guy is just not doing shit. And the funny thing was, like, Oh, wait. Maybe Elf has been struggling because he's known that this trip to Orlando is coming up. Right? Like he's just putting all his eggs in the basket for tonight. Now, that's an interesting theory. But given what I'm pretty damn sure Elf's ownership is going to be tonight, man. I don't want any part of that. I don't want that.
That's a little far-fetched to think that he's been putting all of his eggs in one basket.
Yeah. I mean, I think about all this crazy shit in DFS. I mean, you have to, right? You gotta have a leg up on the people. But, I mean, the way he's been playing lately, he doesn't deserve a 4K tag. So, agreed. I love that idea going to DJ Augustine, right? I mean, this is your move, Bear. I know you by now, right?
Yeah.
I think we've done about 10 pods now together. I know you. This is your move. So, I love it. You get the pace-up battle here. Everybody's going to be looking at Elf in that situation. Yep. So, yeah, Augustine's a nice little pull-the-rug-out-from-under-everyone move. I love it.
And I just got notice here that Booker is doubtful.
Doubtful for Booker. Okay. Jeez. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, it really is a ballsy move going in that direction. I mean, basically, your night is this, right? If you are not going with Elf Payton, you better hope to God like he just keeps doing what he's doing, because it's basically if Elf goes off, your night might be over.
Pretty quick, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm willing to take that risk at this point in the season. I believe, like, I heard the Nets have, like, 9 games left for the rest of the season. So that's the part of the year that we're at with a lot of these teams, where we're getting about 10 games left. So, I don't know. It just looks like Elf already checked out and went on vacation before the season ended. So
it could be. Maybe he's dreaming about a haircut. I don't know. Could be.
I dig it. Also a guy who could be interesting here today. So no Simmons. Mm-hmm. And Jonathan Isaac is actually ruled as doubtful tonight, too.
Right.
So, Shelvin Mack, pretty interesting. You know, he's on the team implied to win this game with the high team total here. Mm-hmm. Only 4,400 on DraftKings. I'm sure not too much on FanDuel. But I think that's a sneaky move, too.
Yeah, he's 45 on FanDuel. I don't mind playing both DJ and Shelvin because they're, like we said last time, they have him in at shooting guard sometimes, which bodes well for him because he can actually shoot, even though he's got some pretty bad streaks in him. But yeah, I mean, so I don't mind those two plays. Andrew Harrison here is questionable. Considering where the Grizzlies are, I don't recommend playing any Grizzlies. I mean, you might be able to play some of the younger guys that we know play, like Dillian Brooks, like, who else plays? Kobe Simmons, I think, plays some over there.
Sure.
You've got Wayne Selden, who plays. Those kinds of guys you might be able to play, but Tyreke Evans, I have no faith that he's even going to play. I just don't. I mean, he should, technically, right. but they could very well pull the rug and just like, yeah, he's not playing. By the way, Harrison is, but Tyreke's not playing. And this is like 5 minutes before tip-off, and we've already have our lineup set. So I would be very, very cautious there, particularly with now that Andrew Harrison is questionable, because my guess is if he plays, they're going to sit Tyreke.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, it's hysterical. Memphis couldn't even get like 7 healthy bodies, you know, at one time going on not too long ago. And now they've got like, there's like 4 point guards on the roster. There's like 4 shooting guards. You got like 3 small forwards. Like now they're just loaded with people there. So, and it's tricky too because, look, that game starts an hour after lock. So, not too much faith there with that team. Okay. I don't know any, any interest here in like the Dallas point guards. Like Dennis Smith Jr. is actually pretty cheap on DraftKings at 5,900. That's a pretty good price for him. Although, looking at the ADDP for point guards,
it's kind of ugly.
Yeah, it's not exactly a great matchup. But, sometimes I'll overlook matchup for price.
I'm in the same boat. I like DJ Dennis Smith Jr. a lot. I think he I actually think it is a pretty good spot for him. He hasn't played in a couple games. He's well-rested. And, you know, ADDP or not, Kemba's not the greatest defender. So there's no Batum in there to kind of help him, so I don't mind it at all.
Yeah, now, I was thinking, like, you know, we talked about Charlotte. Like, they might almost be done for the season, right? Like, mathematically, I don't believe that they're eliminated, but it's going to take a modern-day miracle for them to get in the playoffs. But, I don't know, just watching them over the last couple of games, they look pretty loose and, you know, just very, I don't know, it's like carefree, like where it's all about offense. And, you know, that could be pretty beneficial in a game that I don't think many people are really looking at. I feel like with Dallas, the pace gets picked up a little bit with DSJ in there. If Dirk's going to be out, they can run a little faster than usual. So
yep,
I don't
yep.
mind it. And by the way, the price difference on DSJ is ridiculous. $5,900 on DraftKings, $7,100 on FanDuel.
Whoa.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. All right. You're good here at the point guards?
Yeah, the only thing to look at, so we mentioned Tyler Ennis with that IT, and then we also want to talk about without Dunn again and a hobbling Cameron Payne, Jerrion Grant should get some minutes here. TJ Warren, by the way, officially out for today. Yeah, I mean, you know, Jerrion Grant should pick up at least 20, 25 minutes, and if Payne hobbles around and gets hurt, then it's even more. So
yeah.
He's at pretty much pretty cheap stuff, $4,100. He's been playing lately because of all the injuries, so you might see some Jerrion Grant.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. And then also, too, I completely forgot. Now, he's probably going to play shooting guard today, but he is a point guard on FanDuel. But Ian Clark going up against the Rockets, no Rondo today. That's going to put Holiday at the one, probably throw Clark at the two. Nice matchup there against Eric Gordon.
Yeah, 4,200, you know, in a fast-paced game.
38 on DraftKings.
That's pretty nice.
Yes, indeed. I dig it. And I believe with Clark, too, you got the multi-position eligibility. Not 100% sure on that, but I'm pretty sure. So, that's it. All right, let's go to the shooting guards. Jimmy James Harden, he's at the top.
The bearded one.
The bearded. Love a dude here against the Pelicans. Nice pace-up spot for them, for the Rockets here. Now, James Harden, very expensive. That price, quite zoptic. Eric Gordon, that's a massive increase. Taken on his former Pelicans team. Fantastic spot here in any event. Are you willing to pay up that much for Eric Gordon?
$5,200 for Eric Gordon, who
I don't know why. I'm sorry. Again, $5,200 on FanDuel. My goodness. $6,800 on DraftKings.
Yeah, lock him in on FanDuel and move on.
My goodness.
I mean, we, you know, we're not 100% that Paul's out, but let's be frank. Chris Paul's out.
Yeah.
When Chris Paul was out for a large stretch earlier in the season, Gordon was like an 8K player.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, I'm playing a lot of Gordon.
Yeah, it's just, you know what it is for Gordon? It's shot attempts, man. Like, that's all it is about him. More minutes for Gordon. Like, because you know when he's out there, chucking duck.
Bro. Oh, my God. He doesn't even look.
And, you know, the funny thing is, I don't think we'll see Ryan Anderson in the starting lineup for the Rockets. Like, you know, it depends what they want to do with the matchup. I don't think they will. It'll be interesting to see, though, if Ryan Anderson's on the court, because then you might have to make an interesting decision, right? Because I don't like when Gordon and Rhino are on the court at the same time. They're the exact kind of player with a spot up 3-point shooters, and they kind of, you know, slit each other's throat in that regard. So I want to see what the starting lineup looks like. But I think in any event, Eric Gordon on FanDuel at 5,200 is about as close to the L word as you can possibly get.
Yeah, no brainer. So there are a couple of plays here at the top that you can, if you're not playing Harden, you can get your exposure through Gordon, and then you can get some of these other guys like Drew Holiday.
Sure.
Who's going to guard Drew without Chris Paul? I mean,
hey, Harden? James is improved, man.
Gordon? Harden? I mean, he's improved, but he'll still put up 55 with his eyes closed.
Well, so, again, too, improvement, there's really nowhere to go down. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Definitely could have gotten worse, that's for sure. So, I mean, it's going to be hard not to play Drew for me just because I know what his ceiling looks like. And then you've got you look at the other side there. You've got other game rather. You've got KCP at 42 minutes versus Memphis with no IT. So that means he's going to take some more shots. That means the times that he did play in the second unit, which he does sometimes, He was kind of just standing around hoping IT passes him the ball. He's not going to have that now. He's going to get the ball a little bit more. 6,300. It's also a solid, solid, solid play. Go look at what Tyreek Evans has done versus the Lakers in the last couple seasons.
Can you just tell me?
I can. I mean, he's I'm getting the exact numbers now, but he's destroyed. Put up 55.
Oh, that's good.
Hang on. Put it right now.
Yeah, I think Tyreek, man, just a always very interesting, and now especially that we don't, you know, really know what the hell's going on with this team.
Yeah.
Certainly worth some tosses in there for multi-entry. But one lineup, man, you got to have the cojones of, you know, someone massive.
Yeah, no, that's a different story. So just in January, a 44.8.
Nice.
In December, a 48.9. And then way before that, early in the season, that was a 32.2. So high 40s, mid 40s for him. I just think it's too risky. But, you know, he produces. And now that we have a doubtful Booker, you have Troy Daniels going up against Orlando, who's going to play 30 minutes at 3,700. I mean,
my whole DraftKings lineup might be shooting guards.
It's hard to avoid. That's a good spot here.
Unreal. Unbelievable. Yeah, so I think that we were talking about one Holiday. I want to talk about the other one, Justin Holiday. So it'll be interesting to see if he's going to get, you know, any run, but he was quite beneficial on DraftKings last night. He did his thing there, you know, did what he needed to at that price. You know, 22 minutes in each of the last two games. Again, we're going to have to see what the Bulls do on the back end of a back-to-back, but that could be an interesting salary saver to go with there. And, I'm pretty set with the guys that we've talked about. Harden, Gordon, Drew Holiday, KCP, Tyreek Evans, if we get word that he's in. I mean, these are all fantastic spots here.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Another guy you can look at, you know what? I just looked at his price.
Troy Daniels, too, that you mentioned, by the way.
Yeah, Troy Daniels is a great spot versus Orlando. Luke Kennard has been playing a ton lately.
Duke legend,
yeah. He's at 4,600 now, though, so that's kind of rough.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, he's been performing, so it makes sense.
Well, he had that fantastic game against the Suns.
Yeah, well, against the Suns.
That'll boost the man's price.
Yeah, and now he gets Chicago, which isn't that great defensively either. So it's an interesting play. It's an MME kind of play for sure. And then you've got a little bit of a boost here for Shaq Harrison without Booker. Nothing astronomical, but he's minimum price. And then historically, these random shooting guards that most people haven't even heard of love to come in and have career games versus the Lakers.
Oh.
And that might be Wayne Seldon.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's just kind of one of those intuition kind of things.
All right. We all good here? Shooting guards?
Yep.
Yes,
yep.
Indeed. All right, let's go to the small forward position. I feel like we got some nice options here from the Rockets. What do you think? That's where I'm going to lead off.
The one place that I'm starting every lineup is Josh Jackson.
Interesting.
Every single lineup.
The Suns' future right here.
Yes.
Future part two, along with Devin Booker.
Yeah, absolutely. So he is a monster, man. This guy started off kind of struggling his rookie season, and he's just come out swinging. He's playing a lot more. Even when Warren and Booker are in, he still plays 30 minutes off the bench. He closes games. He can attack the paint. He's starting to shoot. He's got kind of like a sling-looking jumper, which is kind of funny, but it works for him. I'm probably 100% Josh Jackson, which is a lot, I know, but I really, really like his matchup.
Absolutely. Going up against an Orlando team that's allergic to defense, always going to be interesting in that scenario. Yeah, I dig it. You know, on DraftKings, you can use Kyle Kuzma there at the small forward position. That's certainly something I'm thinking about. You could even use KCP there. I mean, both pretty good spots for them.
Yeah.
The one thing I was talking about with the Rockets, I mean, you got some fantastic options here, whether it's going to be Ariza, Jerry Green you've got there. You got P.J. Tucker, who's probably going to play a ridiculous amount of minutes tonight.
Should, yeah.
These are all fantastic spots. I mean, Reggie Bullock, who we know is a shooting guard, going up against the Chicago Bulls. That's an area that you can attack. Oh, yeah. I mean, hell, Harrison Barnes, right? We've seen small forwards do damage against the Hornets at times this season. Mario Hezonja with no Simmons and Jonathan Isaac going up against that Phoenix Suns team. I feel Hezonja probably going to play, you know, a little bit of the two.
Yeah.
Good area for him.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Okay. I'm not a big guy, but probably going to, I'm not big on this guy, but we're going to get some questions. Might as well pick it up. Etuan Moore against the Rockets.
I mean, you know, you're getting a guy under 5K who's going to play 30 minutes, who gets a bump without Rondo in the game, in a pretty fast-paced game. I don't mind it that much. I mean, especially with the Rockets now a little bit thinner, so that means he's probably not going to see Bamute at all. He might see some Tucker, but again, we have no idea what they're going to do.
Remember.
That's what I'm saying. He's not going to see Bamute.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so that's why it's going to be more Tucker, or he might see a little more Daryl Green in that second unit. So it's a little bit easier for him, but at 4,700, I don't see why not.
Yeah, I don't even want to see matchups in this game. I just want to see these guys zinging the ball up and down the court 100 miles an hour back and forth. So let's make sure the Rockets and the Pelicans get that memo.
Sounds like fun.
I'm not a big fan of the college games tonight, so, you know, I'm all in on Rockets Pelicans. All right. Anybody else here? Small forward position we're overlooking.
Yes. I do like Denzel Valentine here.
Okay.
Denzel is a guy that can put up points in a hurry. Let's just face it, man. Detroit is not as good as they hoped they would be. This season, defensively, offensively, you name it. Small forward, they're up there with Memphis, pretty close as far as bleeding small forward points. Denzel, so we've got Dunn missing. We've got LaVine missing. I think Zipser might not even be playing. They've got a few folks that are not going to be playing today, which opens up, you know, minutes in the high 20s to the 30s for Denzel. It's not the greatest implied team total. I get that. But Denzel can really light it up.
Yeah, and don't forget, former Michigan State guy going back to Michigan.
Ooh, good info.
Yes. Yeah, I don't mind it. All right, anybody else here? I thought we pretty much went through all the small forwards.
So I don't know if we talked about it earlier, but not here. So Joe Johnson gets a big boost.
Yes. All right.
So going up against New Orleans in that kind of a pace, I mean, that's got Joe Johnson's name written all over it. So something to consider.
Yeah, definitely. And thank you for bringing that up, because I completely forgot about him when I was talking about, like, Ariza, Tucker, Gary Green. I forgot ISO Joe's there at the small forward position. I don't know. I was thinking about him as a power forward, but good call. All right. That'll do it. All right. Good. I didn't even think about this. You know what? I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to hold it off.
All right.
I'm going to hold it off, folks. All right. Let's go to power forwards. Power forwards. Who are we liking here? Well, I mean, besides Anthony Davis.
Right, I mean, it seems like every night begins and ends with AD. Versus Houston, I don't know who. I mean, they're not going to have anybody within reasonable height to guard him, because you've got Okafor and Diallo and the other bigs out there.
I think think, like, at the beginning, I mean, it's very interesting, right? Like, at the beginning, remember, there could be some Ariza on him. I think as the game goes along, probably more Capella. I think it also depends, too, what's going on with Nikola Mirotic.
Right.
I mean, if he's in the lineup, I think that probably gets Capella. That probably gets Capella to Davis more, and then you'd see Ariza with Mirotic. Man, there's a lot of speculation on this one. There's a lot of different ways the Rockets could go.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways they could go. So I personally don't see Ariza on him because he's going to eat on Ariza. I mean, he just has to turn around and shoot. I think if anything, they're going to have him maybe try Tucker, who's a really good defender. On him, but again, height and size wise, it's going to be tough. Maybe they decide to go, like you said earlier, with Ryan Anderson because he's a little bit taller. I don't know, maybe. But then he'll destroy Ryan Anderson down low. So overall, it's going to be tough for them to guard this guy. So I think he's in a really, really good spot. He's 12,700, but how does he not put up 60? I don't see. So, well, we know how, but hopefully it doesn't happen.
I was trying to see here what AD has done against the Rockets lifetime. 46.3 on DraftKings in the first meeting, 44 on FanDuel. But then, I don't know, right at the 60-point mark in AD's first matchup, that was back in late January, there 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he's putting the numbers up. It's just, this is a much different situation that the Rockets are in tonight. Yeah, like, even a guy like Chris Paul really just elevates the overall defense of the Houston Rockets. So,
totally.
Yeah, I'm not going to be really too worried about this at all. So, yeah, I like AD. Now, you got an interesting decision on FanDuel because you only get two cracks at this here power forward position. But, I mean, look at Julius Randle, Kyle Kuzma. Here for this matchup, I like both of those guys a lot.
I like them both a lot too, and they're both going to play about equal minutes because they're both starters. So they're, as we talked about earlier, Kuzma is now the small forward with Brandon Ingram being out. Now with IT being out, more shots to go around, and he does play a little bit more with that second unit as the scorer. And then Julius Randle is going to be the size, right? I mean, with him and Brooke, so. I don't mind playing the both of them. I think at 6,200, for me, Kyle Kuzma at 40 minutes versus Memphis is probably about the closest to an absolute smash spot you could find at the power forward. Because technically it's small forward, right? But
sure.
Even though you get him at the power forward. So I'm playing a lot of Kuzma, probably over Julius because of the price.
Yep.
You know, 2,700 less on FanDuel. And then you look at another really smash spot, even though our ADVP doesn't seem to like it very much, but you've got Blake Griffin going up against a tired and hobbled Bulls team. And Detroit still is in the mix to get into the playoffs. I mean, they're not, like, realistic, but they think they can – they're not going to give up. So you've got that going for you. So, yeah, I mean, well, it's tough to choose because – I don't see how I don't play AD tonight in pretty much 90% of my lineups. So for me to go Blake Griffin next to him, it's going to be tough to get any of the other shooting guards that we liked. You know, I'm probably going to end up going a lot of AD and Kuzma.
Yeah, and another thing, too, it's interesting. Don't forget, you know, Rondo being out of the lineup, that's a couple extra rebounds, a couple extra assists that are up for grabs there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's a big thing for AD. Of course, it's a big thing for Holiday, but, you know, I think for AD, it's kind of an underrated part that I don't think anybody's really looked at. You mentioned Griffin. I got a more interesting guy that I like. Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
Going up against the Phoenix Suns. Now, we know both power forward and center positions have been absolutely smashing the Suns' faces in.
Yeah.
I don't think Aaron Gordon's really going to attract a lot of ownership tonight, especially with the options that we got here. But damn it, it's a good spot.
It's a really good spot. It's a really, really good spot. He's been quiet lately. So you're like just to agree with what you've been saying, you're not going to see too much ownership there. He can easily put up 50 points. I mean, it's what he does. I dig it.
I guess the question would be, is that risk necessary, right? Because, yeah, I mean, look, you got Bobby Portis, who's interesting too, with Markkanen not going to play. You know, Randall Kuzma right there. I mean, is that risk really worth it with Aaron Gordon?
I mean, I think if you're playing in a large field tournament, yes. Mm-hmm. If you're playing like a single entry or whatever, you're probably better off going to Kuzma and AD or maybe even Julius, where you know you're going to get your 40 at least. But Gordon is the true meaning of large field GPP play.
I dig it. All right. Now, Marquise Chris went bananas last night.
What the hell?
Bananas. 3,800 on FanDuel tonight. I'm sure he's somewhere in the same area on DraftKings, but probably going to get some questions on it, so let's discuss.
That's crazy, man. I don't even know where to begin there. I mean, in reality, he got the start, which is not something that he's had, you know, many opportunities to do. He played a ton of minutes. I'm just looking up some of the information here. So he played 35 minutes. He played Cleveland. They blew him out, but he played for, you know, 35 minutes versus a team that doesn't play much defense. And he didn't foul out, which is nice. Or he didn't wrestle anybody to the ground.
Oh, like Rubio. Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for not, you know, clotheslining the opposing point guard. So, listen, I can't really trust Marquise because, again, he fouls out in the warm-ups, and so it's going to be difficult for me to play him, but he's 3,800. So, I mean, yeah, it's nice. He'll if he does end up starting again versus Orlando, so they're going to have Vucevic and Gordon. So they're probably going to if Marquise does start, it's going to be Marquise Chris, and they can start Bender versus Vucevic. So it's probably going to have to be Alex Len.
You would think these Phoenix Suns, oh, they're a tricky bunch.
Yeah, indeed they are. So I don't know if I can do that. If I can play him. Not sure that I can.
All right. I'm gonna go dumpster diving for a second. Hold my feet, all right?
Okay.
All right, so if Nikola Mirotic is out this evening, I'm thinking check Diallo. Might get a little more run here. Even if he's playing normal minutes, right? Like usually, he's typically been in the range of 20. We've got him projected for 13 tonight. But if we take Mirotic out of the mix, I'm gonna laugh if he still gets 30, even if he's out.
He's
projected for.
He goes up to 18.
All right, 18 men, not a big deal. But again, what I think is interesting is you're probably not gonna like. The Pelicans lineup tonight, like, I don't think you're going to see a lot of Emeka Okafor. So, what I think, Diallo's a pretty versatile guy, right? Like, he can play the five while AD plays the four if this situation with Mirotic happens. Sure. So, I think it's an interesting move. Again, Houston not that great down low, but, you know, overall as a team, they've been good on D without Chris Paul. Not going to see that tonight. If Mirotic is out, I got some interest in Diallo.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it. My only, I mean, I wouldn't even necessarily call it a concern, but my only kind of thought about it would be because Houston is now so small, they might just run AD at the five and just go like, you know, Drew and Ian Clark and Etuan Moore and like Solomon Hill and or Darius Miller. Because that's what the game's going to potentially require. So just a thought.
Yeah. Hey, I did ask you to hold my feet. I was dumpster diving. So.
Yeah.
All right. Right. All right. Anybody else, or are we good here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like playing this guy, man. I say it every time, but Dragon Bender is going to play a lot today. I think he probably ends up starting at the 4 with Len at the 5, right, unless they get really bold and put him up against Vucevic. If we see that Bender starts at the 5, guys, please go run and play Vucevic in all your lineups, because he's going to feast on his face. Yeah, I don't know if he has kids, but he's going to eat them if he does.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's no way Bender is going to keep up with Vucevic. There's just no way.
All right.
So, but if Bender does start at the 4, that means he gets matched up with Aaron Gordon. I don't mind that at 4,100. I don't mind that at all.
Big fan of the guy. Big fan. All right, let us go to the center position. We'll round this bad boy off. Andre Drummond, the top price guy here, going up against Chicago. We know how good of a matchup this is against BJ Felatio. You like anybody above Drummond at the position tonight?
Who the hell is BJ Felatio?
Now, the weekend that we were up in Springfield, Massachusetts, a lot of nicknames got thrown around. That one stuck quite heavily, as well as the Pajama Monster for Bielitsa.
Nice. Yeah, so Drummond is, I mean, here's the thing. He has not been really playing very well lately. And I don't know if that's, you know, what the reasoning is there. I don't know if it's because he's checked out. I don't know if it's because he's not getting the ball as much with Blake Griffin in there. I don't know what the story is there, but he's in one of the better spots he could possibly be in. But at 10K, 10.2, what is he on DraftKings?
93.
I mean, it's somewhat more feasible, but
Oh yeah.
I think I might have to pass on Drummond.
In his last game against Houston, he did go 17 points, 20 rebounds in that one. But yeah, I mean, you've got a valid point. Now,
yeah.
Don't forget, too, with Drummond, he also needed overtime in that last game to do right. that there. So, again, you just look at his numbers here of late. It looks like that number is much easier to hit on DraftKings. So you will find him as a better value on DraftKings in today's wingman. Spoiler alert.
Right. But I do think Vucevic is probably my favorite center. 8,100 going up against Phoenix, whether it's Len, whether it's Bender, whoever it is, he should be able to have a field day versus Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. I dig it. All right. Let's talk about the I'm just going to bring up the names, yay or nay, on them.
Okay.
Just because they're priced up there. So
all right.
They must be important. Dwight Howard at Dallas.
Yes.
You like it. I like it, too. Mark Gasol against your boys, the Lakers.
Oh, he loves killing us.
Yeah?
And keep in mind, he's coming off a game rest where, you know, he didn't play. And he's hit some pretty big, and not just versus us, but at the Staples Center in general, he's had some big games. Not as much this year. He's pretty much been in the 30s this year. Against us, but again, it's a different team. He didn't have his point guard, Mike Conley, with him most of those games either. So, you know, 37.5, 34, 33.4 FanDuel points. I'm not over the moon about it, but at 8,000, I think I'd rather pay $100 more and go Vucevic.
All right. Again, we got to worry about that word from Tyreek Evans, but obviously if Evans is out, then, you know, Gasol is going to get more usage in that scenario.
Yeah.
Clint Capella against the Pelicans.
Very intriguing.
Always a fun topic of conversation.
Very intriguing. Very, very intriguing. So I looked up. Let's take a look here. So Clint Capella has had some pretty decent games versus the Pelicans. The first game of the season, he put up a 51.6 on FanDuel. Then the next game, he only put up a 19 and then a 34. I think.
Now, yeah. I just want to mention with Capella, that 19, that shit game that he had, probably the worst game of his NBA career.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Like, by far, the worst I've ever seen a guy play. And I know this because I owned him that night.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Still got 10 rebounds. But, and one more thing to note is that that 50-point game, he had 5 blocks.
And it came in 24 minutes.
And it came in 24 minutes, yeah. So I think tonight he gets a lot of minutes because he's going to end up playing, matching up with AD. Mm-hmm. They're gonna need him to match up with AD. That's a tough matchup for Capella, but he's going to play. I mean, that's all, I can tell you that much. So I don't know if I'm 100% going to play Clint Capella. I might just not play him at all, or maybe just throw him in at, like, you know, 20% or 10% exposure. Mm-hmm. But that's about it.
They really should, like, you know, he's typically been playing around the 30-minute mark. That's where he's been home at. They gotta use this matchup for him to prepare for the playoffs, right? Like, you just gotta, because you're gonna be facing the elite of the elite. Let Capella get a little more than 30, D'Antoni. You know, I know, big fan of the show, always tuning in from wherever he is. But this is just a spot where you would think, all right, like, you and AD tonight, like, this is your matchup. You take it, you own it, bro. You go out there. So I'm interested to see if that is what happens, but.
So I've got 2 value centers that I am probably going to be playing 80-90% of my lineups with.
Well, I know one of them.
No, it's not Brooke. That's who you thought it was.
No. I was going to go with Alex Len.
Yeah, Len's the first one.
All right. Spoiler alert.
Len is, I think he's going to end up starting just because they don't need him for Vucevic. Hasn't been announced yet, but Phoenix has been really good about announcing their starters and their guys that are sitting really, really early, as we just noted with Warren and Booker. They've been doing that all season, so at least they have something good going for them. So we'll hear if Len's going to start. If he starts or not, I'm still playing a lot of Len. We've seen the guy has 50 potential. You know, he's 4,500 on FanDuel. What is he on DK, do you know?
Len is, drum roll, where the hell is it? Oh, he's already in there. Len is at 4,500.
Same price. So, going to be tough for me not to play a lot of Len with his potential. And now with Warren and Booker out, more opportunity, and Orlando doesn't blow out anyone. So, but last night they got blown out, and Len played all the garbage time minutes too. So he's blowout proof. So I like that play. My second one. So 2 nights ago, the Dallas Mavericks played the Utah Jazz, and they interviewed Rick Carlisle, the coach for the Dallas Mavericks, before the game. And he said, yeah, we've got these 2 centers that we really want to get a good look at, Salah Mejri and Nerlens Noel. And Carlisle said, it's really difficult to get a good look at both of them in the same game. So I'm going to start rotating the 2 of them and have one play one game and one play the other game and give them both a chance and kind of see how they do in those games. So the last game, Noel didn't play. It was all Mejri.
Yep.
Tonight's Noel's turn.
Oh, yeah.
Versus Charlotte, they're going to need, and especially if Dirk sits. If Dirk sits, then it's 28, 30 minutes for Noel, and we know what he can do. In a game that's projected to be pretty close, it's like a 2-point edge to Charlotte here. Not a high over-under, but for bigs, I don't care about the over-unders because rebounds and block shots and, you know, dunks, that kind of stuff is what I'm looking for my bigs. And Noel's a shot blocker. So between Len and Noel, I'm going to have probably about 80% of my exposure at the center spot.
All right. Let's play a fun game here, right? So you just mentioned 2 fantastic value centers there. On the king of drafts, okay, you can play Nerlens Noel and Alex Len together. You can combine your 2 centers to form one super center, all for the low cost of $8,600. Now, I don't know why DraftKings always refuses to raise Noel's price. I mean, he was in the 3,000s for the longest time. He's only $41,000. I mean, really making a bold push there, guys. But I'm looking at it right now. You play guys like Noel, Alex Len, you can probably fit in Harden and AD. How crazy is that?
I mean, how do you not do it?
But you can definitely do it.
Do it wrong.
I'm looking at it right now. Like, I just had, let's see, like, in this same lineup, there's also Dennis Smith Jr., Mario Hezonja. You know, remember we talked about Smith Jr.'s price being a lot lower there on DraftKings.
Right, but
and I got a couple other idiots rolled in there too, but I got two spots open for like a little more than $10,000 each. Like, you know, I shift a couple of those other guys away and I make it work. You could definitely get those guys in there. So,
well, shift up from Hezonja if you can, please.
Okay, all right. That's an interesting thought. But yeah, I like both of those guys. I thought there was somebody else at the center.
There is. You mentioned his name before. You called him BJ Felicio.
Yeah.
Cristiano Felicio versus Andre Drummond. We've got the guy at 30 minutes here. He's 4K. He's cheaper than both Noel and Len. And, I mean, look at his numbers lately. He's been producing.
Yeah. Not only has he been producing, but you should see what centers have been doing to the Pistons lately.
Absolutely.
Insanity.
They've been beat up.
Capella just put up 28 on FanDuel against them the last game, and that was, like, by far the worst.
Like half.
Like, teams have just been centers have just been absolutely jumping on Detroit. So, yeah, I don't mind that. Now, I know Chicago on the back end, back-to-back, not really projected to do well in this game. But, again, let's not be too picky on a five-game slate.
Exactly.
All right. Aaron, I thought there was one more guy I want to mention. If not, we're done.
Okafor? Yeah.
No, I think we're done.
Okay.
I think we're done. All right. That'll do it, folks. So, once again, thanks for tuning in. If you want to join the DFS Army, you do so. DFSArmy.com, promo code podcast, 10% off each month of your subscription. Me, Bear, rest of the DFS Army, we gone till Monday. Peace. And we're done. All right.
That was
a nice short one. I'll talk to you shortly.
Happy Saturday.
Yes, you too. Thanks.
See you, bud. Bye.